And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
I saw the story, and I was just really, really captivated, Jen, about the fact that, you know, when you think about it, it is Kansas City, such a wide, spread-out area,
yep.
14 counties, almost 2 million people. We deal with these numbers every day in our rating system, but there's no something that ties us together across the two states and all of these different people.
Not Missouri, not Kansas. We're just Kansas City.
That's right. A lot of KC pride lately, especially with the Royals. And we got Graham on the phone here who's starting a Kickstarter for a project he calls One Flag. And Graham joins us on the show this morning. Graham, how are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
So the idea behind this came to you from the World Series victory rally, when all of those hundreds of thousands of people, whether it's two or eight or whatever you want to believe, flooded Union Station in downtown, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. You know, actually, a group of friends and I had the idea even a couple years earlier. We were in Colorado, and we saw that Colorado flag everywhere and the immense amount of Colorado pride. And we kind of just, we all lived kind of across state lines. And we said, you know, why does Kansas City not have a flag? And it kind of was an idea that was marinating in the back of our mind. And then at that parade, it was, I mean, you just saw the whole city come together. You know, you saw all 14 counties, I mean, most likely represented. You certainly saw both sides of the state line. There was such diversity there. And we just, yeah, I mean, we kind of said, you know, it seems like now is the time to kind of bring this idea forward.
I love that, you know, the idea of KC, because people have such a hard time, especially we talk about all the time, artists, musicians, when bands come to town and they're going,
yeah.
You know, they're playing Sandstone and they say, hey, Missouri,
right.
Or Sprint Center, and they're like, hey, we're in Kansas. Nobody understands the state line split.
Absolutely. The other thing is that you have people that are down, I mean, you live in Overland Park, right? And people say, where are you from? And they say Kansas City.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there really is. I've lived all over the metro. I've lived on both sides of the state line, regardless of where I lived, whether it was down south in Johnson County, whether it's, you know, in KCMO where I currently live, I say that I'm from Kansas City.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there is this collective identity already in place.
And so now you actually have a competition with One Flag. Explain how that'll work.
Absolutely. You know, from the beginning, even going through Kickstarter, we really wanted to make this about, you know, Kansas City coming together, you know. And so rather than us just saying, hey, we're going to put on this design competition, we even said, well, why don't we even fund this from the people of Kansas City? And so the idea really is to make an open competition and to invite designers and artists and really whomever, anyone 18 and over who wants to submit a design can submit a design. It'll be a free competition, of course, and then we'll have kind of like a submittal period, and then we'll have a voting period, and everyone gets a vote, you know, and then we'll have two rounds of voting. The first round of voting will select the top three, and then from there we'll invite people to vote again to select that the kind of One Flag for Kansas City.
Nice. So when somebody gives to the Kickstarter, then what is that money going towards?
Absolutely. You know, the Kickstarter money is basically going to facilitate, you know, kind of getting One Flag off the ground. And
yep.
So we are going to, you know, with that, like a big part of honestly the Kickstarter funds is just producing flags and then One Flag merchandise for the Kickstarter, you know, patrons. That's always kind of a big part of Kickstarter, which is funny. We're going to give a flag to every city over 10,000 in population.
Cool.
We are going to host a reception for the winners, for the top three designers. And then the big part of it, honestly, is we want to host a celebration for Kansas City. We're going to call it the One Flag Celebration and make it free and open to the public and basically be a celebration of Kansas City when we'll reveal this winning design. And then, of course, we have a couple different kind of stretch goals with the Kickstarter. You know, at the first goal, like just to get off the ground, is 35,000. At 50,000, we're going to give every city in the 14 counties, regardless of size of flag. And then at 100,000, we're going to give every high school one. And so it really just is this idea of like, let's get, if this is going to be our One Flag, which we'd love it for it to be, let's get it in front of as many people as possible. And let's give it to places that can kind of raise it proudly. And we feel like starting with the cities makes a lot of sense, followed by the high schools.
Have you talked to like Mayor Sly James or Mark Holland from KCK about this?
We have. Yeah, we have talked with we talked with Sly James in his office, and they were fantastic, and we're kind of in conversation with them, and we would love their official endorsement. Mayor Holland, we reached out to, and it was right actually before the tragedy that happened at Schlitterbahn, and so we haven't been able to get in touch with him. But we actually would love to work with some mayors, and we would, I mean, our goal, I mean, our big aspiration, to be honest, is to create an annual One Flag Day, that we basically once a year come together to like, at least on this day, we're going to put our flag in the ground. We're going to, and then we're going to do two things. We're going to serve the city, which is one thing that we would help to facilitate, basically getting volunteers plugged into local service and nonprofit organizations, as well as doing a celebration. And so what we would love to do is we would love to replicate that passion and the celebration that was happening. It was last November 2nd at the Royal Parade. We'd love to do that annually.
That's great. I just think it's a killer idea. I mean, as both native Kansas Citians here, and people who grew up in this town and have watched it go through the renaissance it's had in the past few years, and the immense KC pride that even people who are transplants here have now felt, this is awesome. I think this is a great idea. I'm glad that we could help get the word out.
No, I so appreciate it. I'm actually a transplant myself, and so I've been in Kansas City about a decade, and Kansas City's home. You know, I love Kansas City, and I don't see myself leaving, and I find so many of my friends are that same way. We just have such an amazing city, and we'd love to have one symbol that really kind of, that can be kind of a North Star that we all point to and say, this is the best of what Kansas City can be.
All right, we're going to share your Kickstarter page on the KC102 Facebook page, so if people want to go and check it out, maybe they want to pledge some money. It says 27 days to go right now on your Kickstarter.
That's right. We just launched on Monday.
Okay.
And so right now we're just kind of getting the word out and just connecting. We're beginning to connect more and more with kind of government officials and local regional organizations, as well as businesses that we'd love to partner with that are kind of homegrown businesses that want this unity as well, and that have worked towards it themselves.
Awesome. Well, hey, count us in at KC1021. We're all about it. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate the support.
All right. You bet, Graham. Take care and keep us updated on how it's going. All right. We'll check in with you.
That sounds good. Thank you.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.